Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say bless, say bless, say bless.
Yeah!
Oh.
Praise God, praise God, praise the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Glory to his name. Late in the midnight hour, glory to God. God's going to turn around. It's going to work in your favor. Come on, somebody give God the praise this morning. Welcome, 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 everyone. Praise God to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. You're on the air with no other than Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. We thank and praise God on this day. This is the day that he has made, and he said we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray this morning. Amen. Let us go before the throne of grace this morning. Amen. To hear the heart of God this morning. How about that? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we come this morning, Lord God, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we lift you up, God, this day, God, in the name of Jesus. God, as we come, glory to your name, Lord, we just ask, Lord God, for an outpouring of your spirit this morning, God, yes, Holy Spirit. We ask for outpouring this morning, Lord God, have your way. Glory to God in this service this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord God, that you will have your way. Let the meditation of my mouth, God, be acceptable in thy sight, oh God. And Lord, I ask for wisdom, I ask for knowledge, and I ask for the understanding of your word, Lord God. Let the Holy Spirit come aboard and preach this word this morning. Teach this word, Lord God, and demonstrate your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God. Bless everyone, God, under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I pray, God, for the lost today. I pray, God, that you would draw them in, God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, as I step aside, that the Holy Spirit would just move from house to house, glory to God, and open up our hearts and open up our minds to receive your word today, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen on this day. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Today, praise God, we're going to go to the passage of scripture that we all know. Glory to God. We're going to go to Acts, the 16th chapter. And I was going to start a little further down, but I want to start at verse number 14 today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know that the Bible promises us life. Life sometimes will be a little tough. Amen. Glory to God. But the message today, amen, with Paul and Silas in prison, how God brought them through. Glory to God. Just like he can bring us through. Praise God. How many know there's victory in Jesus? There's victory in the name of Jesus. There's victory. Amen. Praise God. So this morning, amen, glory to God. This scripture has been so all glory to God in my spirit. Amen. All this week. Amen. Praise God. So I want to bring it before you this morning. Amen. Let us go to the word of God this morning. Amen. The Bible says in Acts, the 16th chapter, starting at verse number 14, it says, a woman named Lydia from the city of Tyre, a dealer in purple fabric who was already a worshiper of God, listened to us, and the Lord opened her heart. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention and to respond to the things said by Paul. And when she was baptized along with her household, she pleaded with us, saying, if you have judged me and decided that I am faithful to the Lord, a true believer, she said, come to my house and stay. And she persuaded us. It happened that as we were on our way to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had the spirit of divination. That is a demonic spirit claiming to foretell the future and discover hidden knowledge. And she brought her owners a good profit by fortune telling. She followed after Paul and us and kept screaming and shouting, "These men are the servant of the Most High God. They are proclaiming to you the way of salvation." She continued doing this for several days. Then Paul, being greatly annoyed and worn out, turned and said to the spirit inside of her, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, as his representative, to come out of her." And it came out at the very moment. But when her owners, come on, saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them before the authorities in the marketplace where trials were held. And when they had brought them before the chief magistrate, they said, "These men, who are Jews, are throwing our city in confusion and causing trouble. They are publicly teaching customs which are unlawful for us as Romans to accept or observe." Hear the word of the Lord, people. The crowd also joined in the attack against them because they was preaching the word. And the chief magistrate tore their robes off of them and ordered that Paul and Silas be beaten with rods. After striking them many times with the rod, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to guard them securely. He, having received such a strict command, threw them into the inner prison, the dungeon, and fastened their feet in the stocks and in an agonizing position. Glory to God. But about midnight, and that's why I played this, God's going to turn it around. But about midnight, when Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoner was listening to them, suddenly, come on, suddenly, there was a great earthquake, and so powerful that the very foundation of the prison was shaken, and at once all the doors was open and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailers shaken out of sleep, saw the prison doors open, they drew their sword and it was about to kill themselves and himself, thinking that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, saying, "Do not hurt yourself. We are all here." Then the jailers called for the torches and rushed in, and glory to God, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas, and after he brought them out of the inner prison, he said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" I want to stop there for a moment. As we think about Paul and Silas, little known, and glory to God, that the Roman prison had three compartments. One called the communia, which had light and fresh air. The second was called interior. That was shut off by strong iron bars and locks. Paul and Silas were in the tutelum, which is a dungeon where people were placed to die. This was top security Their feet was placed in stocks, which were heavy pieces of wood, which hold similar to like the British stocks, in which the prisoner feet were placed and stretched in such a way that they caused constant agonizing pain. Despite all this pain, Paul and Silas praised God and prayed. Their spirit soared above the circumstances, and surrounding their voices rose upon the night air in the prison, and the prisoner was listening to them. Now, if you think about it, how Paul and Silas, amen, glory to God, in the deepest part of the dungeon. We know that life is tough, but it should come as no surprise. Why? Because Paul promised us that life would be tough in 2 Timothy 3:12. Yeah, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. We all know that. Never get the idea that just because you're a Christian, bad things won't happen to us. Come on, Holy Ghost. So if you've been a Christian for a very long time, you know that that isn't, glory to God, that you know that just isn't. Paul and Silas found this out when they went on their missionary journey. Maybe they expected the world to receive them with open arms. If they did, they were sadly disappointed. Paul and Silas went into Tyatira ready to preach and witness for Christ. They found a woman possessed with the spirit of divination because her demons, she was demon-possessed, and she was given a revelation of the future. Certain men used her demonic gifts to make money off of her. Paul, through the power of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, cast these demons from her. Glory to God. Of course, it made the men mad because they lost their income. A good way to make somebody mad is to touch their wallet. When you touch someone's wallet, you touch a touchy spot. Paul and Silas were brought before the magistrate, beaten and whipped and cast into prison, feet placed into stocks, and Paul and Silas was having a bad day. Come on, Holy Ghost. We know, glory to God, that sometimes, amen, glory to God, in this walk with the Lord, some days will be good and some days will be bad. That's why they say praise them in the good time, praise them in the bad time. How do we know you're having a bad day? Let's take the look at the text. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says, can you just visualize these two men? Their backs were a mass of blood and dirt because they beat them. They tore their clothes off. They beat them. The pain they must have felt in. Glory to God. And they were thrown into the inner prison, dark and damp and rats and cold. And glory to God, they couldn't even get up to walk around, because if you look at how they was put into these stocks, amen, praise God, I can imagine, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, they couldn't even get up because of how they had them hold down. They treated them like they was, glory to God, a notorious killer, praise God, and glory to God, so they couldn't do too much, but God, somebody say, but God, what a great opportunity, amen, to some people like to grumble, and some just nag and nag all day, and to be honest, there's nothing quite like a good pity party. You wouldn't blame Paul and Silas a bit. They had a good reason to grumble, complain, to feel sorry for themselves. Weren't Paul and Silas in God's will? Come on, Holy Ghost. Yes, they were in God's will. Did God send them to Tyatira? Yes, he did. Didn't they walk through the doors that God had opened for them? Yes, they did. Shouldn't everything have gone smoothly for them? Nope. Why not? Maybe. They only thought it was God's open door. Maybe they pried it open. No. Just because things don't go the way you want them, the way I want them, come on, doesn't mean that you're out of God's will. Yeah, they all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You can do good all your life. You can preach, you can pray for people, and you will still go through persecution because somebody maybe didn't like the way you pray. Somebody didn't like the way you brought the word. Somebody didn't like how you, glory to God, move in the Spirit of God. You will always suffer persecution for Christ's sake. Come on, Holy Spirit. They had an opportunity to doubt God, to question his love, to get mad at God. But did they do? They prayed now. That's not such an unusual thing to do when life knocks you on your back. That's what we usually do. No matter what, no matter where, we can always pray. Paul and Silas were in fellowship with the Lord. So their prayer line, come on, their prayer line was always open. Now, this is what has always amazed me. They sang praises unto God. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. They were rejoicing in their circumstances. Listen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. They weren't rejoicing in their circumstances. They were rejoicing in the Lord. God doesn't expect you to rejoice about all the bad things that happen to you. I want to talk to somebody today, all right? Come on, Holy Ghost. Fantastic. No, how could Paul and Silas rejoice over their circumstances? Because they knew God was in it. Somebody said, but I knew God was in my circumstance. I knew God was there. They knew God was in it. Come on. God was in charge. He was in control. God had a plan and a purpose for all of it. Wasn't it Paul who wrote Romans 8:28? And we know that all things, whatever you're going through, all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. All things. What do you mean all things? All things meaning everything that we go through. Glory to God. It's going to work out for your good. My God, I give him glory. Look at their testimony. It was to the other prisoners, and glory to God, and the prisoners heard them. My God, I give them glory, Jesus. Paul and them laid out, they beaten, glory to God, yet quarter of Oshanda. Glory to God, clothes are torn off them. They feed are in stocks, amen. Praise God, they're stretched abroad, amen. I even went to the point of where I went to look and see where this place was. What kind of cave was this? Glory to God, and we know that the jail houses now, they got floors, they got a sink, amen. They got bars, amen. But they was in a place with nothing but rocks, and glory to God, whatever, amen, that made it hard for them, that's where they at. The Bible says they was in the deepest part of the dungeon. Everywhere that, glory to God, where there was the murderers, there was the ones that, glory to God, that wasn't coming out. That's how bad it was. They didn't want them to get out of that place, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. How can you praise God in such a condition? Listen, people of God, glory to God, yes, Holy Ghost. The praise was not based upon their circumstances, but based upon their relationship with Jesus Christ. What is our relationship? My God, it's not about my circumstances. It's about my relationship with God. If I trust him in my relationship We will come through some things with a whole heart. We will come through with a praise. Amen. What is my relationship? Do I get a closer relationship with the Lord? It's not about what I'm going through. It's not about my finances. It's not about the husband. It's not about the wife. It's not about the ministry. It's not about the children. It's not about all the sickness. Whatever we're going through today, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. It's about a relationship. Not my circumstances, not your circumstances. Yeah, we have to get a closer relationship. When God take us something, just like Paul said, glory to his name. Hi, yes, Holy Ghost. All things are going to work together for your good. Glory to God, because God knows the plan that he has for you. He knows the plan of good and not for evil. He knows the plan to bring you out with the expected end. Am I talking to somebody this morning? Don't grumble. Say, Lord, I thank you for my relationship I have with you. Rejoice always again. Rejoice in the Lord. So here, look at the testimony it was to the other prisoners. And the prisoners heard them, and how do you react when things don't go your way? What kind of a testimony are you when tragedy strikes? While the other prisoners were moaning and groaning and cursing and swearing, and Paul and Silas was praying and singing, oh God, they were having an old-fashioned revival amongst themselves in the affliction, shouting service. Why? Because they had the joy of their salvation. There's a joy that comes with your salvation. They had victory in Jesus. So I want to talk to somebody this morning, glory to God, to let you know, praise God, there is victory in Jesus. Anything that Jesus is in, praise God, there's victory in him. God would not let us go through something if he's not going to bring us through it. My God, I give him glory. What did they know that we need to learn? No situation is helpless as long as we trust in the Lord. No hardship is totally without some blessings. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. No matter what hardship you go through today, or passing through, amen. Holy Ghost, look for a blessing to follow, amen. There's always a revelation coming out of hardship. Glory to God. Look for the blessing to come behind it. Whatever happens to us is screen through the wise providence of God. Let me talk and ask, glory to God, let me talk to you. Let us ask you this. When you are in the best testimony, the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, when things are going great for you or when things are going tough, it's easy and expected to praise God when life is good. Come on, Holy Ghost. That's much of our testimony. Glory to God. That's not a testimony. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. A testimony is when you come out of some things. My God, and God brought you out. But I'm here to tell you today, somebody is getting ready to get a great testimony, saith the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, I give him glory. Hey, yada namastia. But when you're going through the same problems that everybody else is going through or worse, people will take a close look at you to see if your Christianity is real or not. They look to see if your faith is real. Come on, Holy Spirit. You're not tagging on to nobody else's faith. They are looking to see, is your faith real? They look to see if your Christ is real. That's when you have a real testimony. And it's either a good testimony for Christ or a bad testimony. But we Oh, no. Glory to God. Wherever God takes us, amen, it's going to be exceptional. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God will not bring us through something and not allow us to praise him at the end. My God, I give him glory. Right now, Paul doesn't know what's going to happen to them. Glory to God. Paul and Silas, he doesn't know what God has planned in all of this. My God, I give him glory. Maybe, glory to God, God wants them to have a prison ministry. Ever think about that? All he knows is God is in control. Somebody, I want to tell you today, God is in control. God is in control of everything that we go through. God is in control to bring us out of some things. God is in control of everything that you're concerned about. That's why he's rejoicing. My God, I give him glory. The Bible says suddenly Paul and Silas. Somebody said there was a suddenly. My God, I give you glory. Paul and Silas didn't know what to expect, but they knew who to expect. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. They didn't know what to expect, but they knew who to expect. Just because circumstances aren't to your liking doesn't mean that God has forgotten you. Can I talk to somebody that feels like in a state right now that God has forgotten about them? You got to understand, glory to God, just like Paul, he said, I don't know what to expect, but I know who to expect. My God, I give him glory. He knows all about what you're going through. God has never taken his eyes off of you. And Paul and Silas knew this because they never took their eyes off of God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God is just waiting for you to focus on him so he can do his thing. Amen. Praise God. You know, praise God. Glory to God. You can look at it, Paul and Silas, and they can look at it, they can lock them in prison all they want. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But you can't lock their God out. Everywhere that we at, we cannot lock God out. Come on, Holy Ghost. The prisoners weren't the only ones who heard the prayers and singing and Paul and Silas. God heard them too. My God, don't you love God when you're in the midst of a place by yourself? And glory to God, you may be in the kitchen, you might be in your living room, you might be on your job, you might be anywhere, but once you start singing and praising the Lord, God is listening to what you are saying. Amen. Praise God. I might can't hold a note every now and then, but I want to sing the praises of God. When I go through something, I start praising him. Glory to God. And the enemy gets madder and madder. My start tuning to my son, the Holy Ghost. You want to get rid of somebody, you start praising God. And I bet you they'll flee from you. Glory to God. Because the spirit of the living God will come. The Lord Jesus Christ will show up. My God. And they can't stand the pressure. They can't stand his presence. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So here they keep their eyes on God, and they can't lock their God out. Amen. Praise God. And my shine the Holy Ghost. God heard them, and God sent an earthquake. Now think about this. God heard them, and God sent an earthquake, and all the doors was open, and all the bands was loose, and glory to God. Now remember, glory to God, how they locked them in, glory to God. Remember how they tied them down, glory to God, their hands and feet to the point where they couldn't even get up. They was laying down, locked up, praise God. And when the jailer realized what happened, he panicked. Under the Roman law, he was responsible for the prisoners. If any escaped under his watch, he would have to take the prisoner's place. He knew that he would have to die because that's what their law was. Amen. If anybody escaped, amen, they had to take the prisoner's place and they would die in their place. Rather than spend the rest of their lives in prison or as a prisoner, he would rather be dead. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Notice. Supposing he just assumed they all had escaped. But he supposed wrong. Supposing can be very costly thing, can it? Because the word says suppose Jesus was, listen to this, Jesus was 12 years old. Mary and Joseph was leaving Jerusalem after the Passover. And glory to God, supposing, come on, I want to talk to us about the supposing. But they were supposing him, go to the word. It said they were supposing him to have been in the company when a day's journey, and they sought him among the kinsfolks and acquainted. And it took them 3 days to find Jesus. They are supposing could have been costly. The disciples were in the boat on the Sea of Galilee when a storm came up. Jesus, come on, Jesus, and almost the Holy Ghost, had stayed on shore. But Mark 6:49 says, but when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit and cried out. If they hadn't recognized Jesus, it could have been costly, but Jesus got in the boat and calm the storm. Supposing, come on, Holy Ghost can be costly when it comes to your salvation. Supposing can be costly when it comes to where you will spend eternity. You will need to be sure. Somebody say, I got to be sure about my walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. I got to know whom I have believed in. And I am persuaded that there is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Glory to God. What have you committed to the Lord Jesus Christ? The Bible says in 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Are you a child of God? Are you saved and going to heaven? Have you trusted Jesus as your Savior and Lord? I suppose so. Just doesn't cut it. Can be costly. You need to know you're eternally dependent on it. Because the jailers suppose, come on, that's where I'm going. They suppose everyone had escaped. He also almost took his life. The Bible says, when the jailers lit the lantern, because it was so dark there, remember, they was in the dungeon. In the third part, where it was so dark and so nasty, and he discovered that nobody had escaped. Paul and Silas didn't move. Everybody was still there. And I can understand Paul and Silas not running. But why didn't the rest of the prisoners, I don't know, other than to say that God was in control? It goes beyond human nature, because most times, amen, when the shackles breaks and everything happens, amen, everybody start running. But how many know that God is in control? I don't care what you're passing through, God is in control. It shows us that God was at work. Now, I want to talk to you today, because whatever you're passing through or whatever you're going through, God is at work. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. If I had been one of the prisoners, I would have been out of there faster. You know, glory to God. You know how the glory to God, a monkey running and an alligator pit. Amen. Praise God. You see the monkey and the alligator, you be out. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The doors are open. I'm out of here. But God was in control. If I had been Paul and Silas, I would have said, quick, thank you, Jesus, and headed for the hill. But Paul and Silas knew that God had a purpose for all of this. Sometimes we want to get out of the situation so quickly, but we don't know the purpose and the plan that God has in it. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. So here, the jailer falls down and trembles before the prisoners. Who is in charge? God is always in control. What made the jailers turn to Paul and Silas? What impressed them about the God that Paul and Silas had been praying to and singing about? Their testimony during the difficult times. You got a great God. What do I need to do to know him? Ah, come on, Holy Spirit. They want to know, well, wait a minute, hold up. This man that y'all been singing and praising and glorifying God, and all of a sudden a big old earthquake come. What kind of God you serve? My Shatuna, Shanda, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. They want to know who Paul and Silas God. Glory to God, because there's some exceptional things that we go through, but when God brings us out and we stand and God lifts us, amen, praise God, they want to know what kind of God you serve. I want to serve the same God. Glory to his name. My God, I give him glory. That's why it's not too good to jump ship before God brings you through that sickness you might be just passing through, that financial difficulty you might be just passing through, that marital problem you might be just passing through. Come on, that ministry problem you might just be passing through. My God, I give him glory. Holy Ghost. The difficult times, there shall be a testimony. Somebody shout with me, there shall be a testimony. Somebody's watching you. Some, you know the song says somebody's watching you. My God, I give them glory. So here, they want to know, Paul and Silas that made him what they had. He saw their relationship with God and didn't depend on their circumstances. Whatever they was passing through, it didn't depend on their circumstances. They never heard the Messiah. He saw the consistency of their focus on Jesus. Holy Ghost. Glory is a good place to be when everything all around you is going crazy, but your focus is on Jesus. I don't have it on my problem because I know that the problem solver is right there with me. God knows where we at, people of God. They saw their thankfulness to God no matter the circumstances, and they wanted that too. What do the people see when they look at you and me? My God, I see, thank you, Jesus, a complaining heart when things aren't going your way, away from faith, depending on the circumstances, before the lost will ever want the Jesus and you claim to have. Praise God, they have to see Jesus being lived in your life. They need to see the thankful heart. What did Paul and Silas tell them? Ah, yet, quote, oh, son, the Holy Ghost. Don't fall down and tremble at our feet. Fall down at the feet of Jesus. My God, I give him glory. They pointed him to Jesus. My God. Oh, I'm Paul, yet I'm a Messiah. I feel the Holy Ghost. My God, I give him glory. They didn't, they say, Paul said, don't you fall at our feet. I want you to turn and fall at the feet of Jesus. It is the God that I serve, the God that's going to bring me out. It is the God that's going to establish me. It is the God that's going to get me to the next level. I want to talk to somebody this morning. My God, I give him glory. And they shared. They shared the word. They gave him. Now, can you, you know, sometimes I think about what Paul and Silas and how they were beaten and their body was torn off, and then they still, that was a way to give them the word. My God, they seen the God in everything. They didn't look at what they was going through, and I can imagine it takes a strong person, my God, a mature person to see God in their circumstances. They shared the word of the Lord with him and with all who lived in his household. My God, that was their opportunity. Notice the jailer was a changed man, because Jesus will do that to us as well. The Bible says, glory to God, in Acts 16, 13, 33, and 34, and he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized. Now, when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced having believed in the God with all his household. Notice, Jesus changed his whole family, thy house, his house, all his. Amen. Praise God. Is there anything in your life that needs changing? How about some habits that need to be changed? How about your marriage? How about your testimony? How about your joy in the Lord? How about the way you react to problems and circumstances? How about where you will spend eternity? God is still in charge. He's still in control. God can set you free. He can always, you can always trust him to be there for you in every circumstance. My God, I give him glory. You can rejoice in the Lord always when you will find victory in Jesus always. Come on, I want to talk to somebody that's going to find victory in Jesus. There's victory in Jesus. My God, I give him glory. Paul and Silas, they thought they was having a bad day, but something good came out of it. My God, the Bible says, and glory to God, in Ephesians 5:20 reveals that once filled with the Spirit, we shall always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:4 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. They knew God was in charge, in control. Come on, Holy Ghost. They were rejoicing in the Lord, not in their circumstances. They were a testimony, glory to God, to the prisoner. You are a better testimony when things are tough and out of place. God is bringing things into divine alignment. Others will see that your faith in Christ, the testimony is real. They didn't know what to expect, but who to expect. Suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately the doors was open and everyone changed was loose. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. My God, I bless his name. God is waiting for us to focus on him. Supposing can be a costly thing. Don't suppose when it comes to your salvation, where you will spend eternity, God was at work and no one escaped. God is always in charge. Glory to God. Paul and Silas had a good testimony. The jailer saw the relationship with Jesus and their consistency, their faithfulness, no matter what the circumstances was. The jailer's woman, Paul and Silas, had, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. They wanted what they had, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. What do people see, amen, when they look at me and you, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. They pointed, glory to God, not to themselves, but they pointed to Jesus, and that's what we got to get, praise God, in our lives. We got to point them not to us, but point them to Jesus. The jailer was a changed man, and he had an influence on his whole household. Is there anything in you that needs changing? God is in control. God will set us free. We will get victory in Jesus, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. But I want to end this, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God knows, amen. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that God is in control of your life, no matter what it looks like, people of God. But listen to this, and I'm going to close the day. My God, I give him glory. The Bible says, and they answer, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and entrust yourself to him, and you will be saved, you and your household, if they also believe. My God, I give him glory. But listen to this, and they spoke the word of the Lord concerning eternal salvation through faith Christ to him, to all who was in the house. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Somebody's looking at your life. I don't know what God is speaking to us today, praise God, but they're looking at you, praise God. The closest people are still looking at you. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. They want the God that you serve. My God, I give them glory.
Then they brought them into their house and set food before them and rejoiced greatly since they had believed in God, and with their entire house accepted with joy what had been made known to them and about Christ. And now when the day came and the chief magistrate sent the officer saying, release those men, and the jailers repeated the words to Paul and saying, the chief magistrate has sent word to release you so you can come out now and go in peace. Because glory to God, when God shows up, come on Holy Ghost, when Jesus show up, when the Holy Spirit shows up, my God, people begin to get scared, they begin to get scared, praise God, they didn't understand what was going on, but God has something supernatural going on, and God is, oh yes Holy Ghost, and God has supernatural things going on in your life if you just believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said to them, they were beating us in public without a trial, men who are Romans and have thrown us into prison, and now they want to send us out secretly. Paul was like, oh, hold up here now. Praise God. You done beat me unconditionally. Now you want to send me out secretly? Glory to God. See, Paul was a one, amen, a bold soldier in the Lord. Yes, Holy Ghost. He said, not let them come here themselves and bring us out. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost. The officers reported this message to the chief magistrate, and when they had heard that the prisoners was Romans, they were frightened. They was frightened. Glory to God. They want to get rid of Paul. Paul said, you ain't going to beat us like this. Glory to God. You know how we are. Praise God. You ain't going to do this thing in the secret and then want to send me out privately. No. Glory to God. So they came into the prison and appealed to them and apologized. And when they brought them out, and he kept begging them to leave the city, my God, so they left the prison and went to, glory to God, to Lydia's house. And when they had seen the brothers and the sisters, they encouraged and comforted them and then left. My God, can you imagine all that, Paul? See, they had to apologize for treating them bad. See, I'm telling you today, praise God, yet Corobos, the Holy Ghost, if you just stand for Jesus, my God, there will be many that come back that did you wrong, persecute you, stand in your name, backstab you, whatever this problem was, praise God, yet Corobos, and the Holy Ghost, they might have did that in secret, but God will avenge you, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost. See, God will cause an earthquake to shake just for his children. My God, I give him glory. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, and so the foundation of the prison was shaken, and then many of the doors was open, and everyone's chains was loose. So today, people of God, yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, my God, they came back and apologized, and glory to God, Paul still and Silas still comfort the people no matter what they went through, praise God, and then they left where they had to go. But my thing today, the Lord says to tell the people of God, my God, I give them glory. The praise was not based on their circumstances, but was based on their relationship with Jesus Christ and his love and his grace for us. So no matter what you're passing through today, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. My God, I give you glory. What is diverse temptation? Amen. You might be passing through many trials, but at the end of it, praise God, you shall have a testimony. I want somebody to shout with me. My God, I give him glory. Whatever the hardship is, you're going to have a testimony. No matter what the sickness is, you're going to have a testimony. I don't care what the marriage is going through. You're going to have a testimony. I don't care what the children are going through. You're going to have a testimony. I don't care what the finances look like. You're going to have a testimony. You know how I know? Because God says so. My God, I give him glory. All things work together for good to those that love the Lord Jesus Christ. And trust me, praise God, as the Holy Spirit has spoken this morning, you're just passing through some things. Glory to God. Yea, do I go through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because God is with me. The presence of the Lord is with you today. My God, I give him glory today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, we thank you this morning. We thank you for Paul and Silas being a great cloud of witness for us this morning. We thank you, Father, for the word that you have given us this morning. No matter what we pass through, No matter what our circumstances is, you're the God of all grace that love us. Our relationship with you. Help us and let it stand strong in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody praise God with me. There's victory in Jesus. Amen. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget, people of God, to join me for prayer Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Amen. Praise God. If you don't know the number, amen. Praise God. You may get in touch with me. Glory to his name is 669-274-9544 at 6 a.m. my time, Pacific time, amen, Eastern time. Glory to God, it will be 9 p.m. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And don't forget on Thursday, amen, the same line, same number, Pastor Ilona Waters will be with you at 6 p.m. True Vibe International Church, amen, doing such an amazing job. And by the way, it is her birthday today. Happy birthday, woman of God. May God grace you. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to comfort you. May God continue to shine upon you. And may God continue to establish you in your goings in the name of Jesus. I pray this prayer over you. May you, glory to God, rejoice in the Lord always, knowing that he has kept you this long. Amen. Praise God. And still yet keeping you. Hallelujah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Pastor Ilona Waters. Amen. Praise God. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, a tithe and offering, or with a love offering, or you might be a partner. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is our Sunday morning service. This is a church, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. Let's keep it going. Everything costs, airtime costs. So if you want to be a blessing to this service, amen, praise God, you may do so. May God continue to bless you and keep you, amen, praise God. With that being said, let me pray. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your word today. We thank you, Lord God, high, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, for moving by your spirit, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, as we, Lord, my Shatoda, my Shando, Holy Ghost, continue with our relationship with you, Father, in the name of Jesus. All our circumstances will become more prevalent and more smoother, God, because we know about our relationship, God, with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Father God, to build us up even more, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to continue to move by your mighty power, God, on this day. Move in their household, God. Move in their circumstances, Lord God. Let them know that your presence is always there, Father God. And as we sing praises and praise you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are in the midst of our worship, God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, Father. We bless you for our loved ones, God. Bless them as well, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you, Father God, for all the ones, Lord God, that has not come to you yet, Father God, that your great revival will take place, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. The person that's in a hard place, God, I pray for them as well, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you will touch their lives. Move by your mighty power, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you, Father, now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen again. I will leave you with a song. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful day in Jesus' name. Happy Sunday. Amen.